It was the kind of gathering of top local officials that happens infrequently in Sonoma County. Together in one room for an afternoon earlier this week were a congressman, a county supervisor, leaders of two key local business groups, two county department directors, a police chief, and the heads of a couple of high-profile nonprofits. The topic that brought them all together? Bicycling. Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition Outreach Director Sandra Lupien, who organized the briefing at the request of Representative Mike Thompson, said it was important to show how this one shared activity touches so many aspects of life here.
We don't often have the time to have so many different people in a room for 2 full hours to talk about a single issue, bicycling. And for sure, many people in this room aren't always considered natural partners, but it does make sense for us to work together on the issue of bicycling because of the way it comes at so many issues in our community.
Congressman Thompson, himself a frequent rider, said the session effectively underscored the interlocking ways that cycling is valuable to the community.
The environmental value, the transportation value, the health value, and the monetary value. This is real business. I visited a manufacturing facility today that makes bicycles. They had 2 bicycles that were getting ready to go out the door, and these things were $12,000 a piece bicycles. So this is real money.
One recurring theme from the 20 speakers was the importance of outside funding in maintaining and expanding the network of bikeable roads and trails across the county. Thompson was supportive, but cautioned that even though there is a congressional cycling caucus, their influence is limited.
There are some folks in Congress who aren't big supporters of bicycling, and if they had their way, not a single bicycling dollar would go anywhere, and that's old-time thinking.
One way to begin overcoming that may be in emphasizing the health benefits of riding, suggested Rita Scardacci, director of the County Health Department. She sees cycling as an effective tool to help combat the lack of fitness seen in the county's school-age population.
45% of teens ages 12 to 19 are overweight or obese, and 70% of the teens in Sonoma County don't pass the high school physical fitness. These are alarming trends, and if we can get kids more physically fit and safely to and from school with biking and walking, it would be a success.
By combining expert witnesses on transportation, tourism, housing, business, government, and recreation, the session affirmed Supervisor Shirley Zane's assertion that cycling is not a niche. Indeed, added Ezra Chauvin of the North Bay Association of Realtors, access to bike trails is something that prospective homeowners consistently ask about. And bringing all these diverse perspectives together was a key goal of the session, said Lupien.
Oftentimes people don't think, oh, bicycling's a great economic driver, or bicycling is a great tourism driver, or bicycling really benefits businesses and people ride their bikes to your business. It actually can help increase your revenue. People don't think about all the different ways that bicycling affects the Sonoma County community.
The Bicycle Coalition and Supervisor Zane also used the occasion to urge support for the proposed new Vulnerable Users Ordinance to protect riders and pedestrians, which is due to come before the Board of Supervisors early in the new year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.